6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear, where style, quality and service means everything.
Hags is here, 5 minutes to eight. Andrew Gaff, interesting interview last night on 7 News.
Yeah, keeps talking the stuff that makes you think, I think he's going. The thing with Jeremy McGovern and Andrew Gaff is that in coming weeks we'll hear a lot of denials for things that we might report. But one thing I can reveal is that they're having really heavy discussions with their management now, because it looks as though West Coast actually needs some degree of indication, if not even a confirmation, is he staying or going? Because West Coast management need to also move on to, if we're going to lose Gaff, what do we do with the money that we can juggle around to keep Jeremy or to keep Scott Lycett? If Jeremy's going, what can we do to perhaps bid toward the $1 million that Andrew Gaff is now getting offered from clubs to go back to Victoria? So it's a really awkward time, but what I can confirm is that discussions will go on with their management, amongst their family, amongst their confidants. Whatever leaks out that we try to report will be roundly denied. Oh, no, he hasn't made a final decision, but West Coast need to know. And so too do their possible clubs of destination. Fremantle need to get some indication in coming days or weeks if Jeremy McGovern is definitely going to Fremantle while they're working on Rory Lobb, while they're working on Reece Conker. They need to know, and it'll be tried. They'll try to keep it in-house, but they need to know for their list management.
Hey, now, for selection, you've got a possible big story here.
Yeah. Look, the big fella, Josh Kennedy, again, didn't train at all yesterday. Jogged a few ginger laps, a lot of discussion. Now, I know it's behind closed doors, it's at the stadium, but this is what took place. He didn't train. He's in a lot of deep consultation with the medical staff. And it harks back to what we talked about last week and over last weekend, the risk and reward potential for playing Josh a little bit ahead of schedule. When Jack Darling came back, he was ready to go. They pull up damn sore. We also know that Josh Kennedy pulls up damn sore when he's been playing regularly. He struggles to get through weeks. I'm not saying he won't play on Sunday, but he's very sore. There must be some degree of doubt. And when you look at what they've done, the two that they've gotten, GWS and then Collingwood in the last fortnight, to sit very comfortable now in second spot and heading towards perhaps holding that, I reckon they can beat the Bulldogs on Sunday even if Josh doesn't play.
Yeah, probably.
So they might hold him back, ready for that run against North down in Hobart and then the Derby the following week. So there is some doubt, but he has been proving that he does get up after being medically handled and in recovery for a full week.
Sandy's out.
Sandy's out. We suspected that. And we suspected that Sean Darcy was very, very touch and go. He's gotten up, and he and Big Scott Jones will lead the ruck for Fremantle. But the one to watch, I reckon, is Michael Johnson. He's on the edge of the team back in, having been told he's going to retire. I'm hoping he gets 6 more games. Plays on Sunday somehow. There still might be some doubt. He might get in there to play if someone comes out. He's the 23rd traveller. But if he does get his 6 games in, he'll finish 3rd on the all-time playing list. He'll jump up in front of Luke McFarlane. So it's one to monitor.
Yeah, okay.
And from a pace viewpoint, going back into the side, Darcy Tucker with Stephen Hill going out. Look, the Fremantle board, the entire board is in Melbourne this weekend.
Okay.
Having a lot of discussions about some of, we talked about list management, and some people tell me, well, the board don't have any influence in list management. But there are some big decisions that Fremantle have to look at. Sandilands, Ballantyne, how to handle Johnson, how to handle the end of their careers at the end of the season when they play Collingwood in that last game. Are they send-off games? So there's some big decisions and big discussions for the board in Melbourne this weekend.
Tim Cowell, any chance for the Glory?
No, I wanted to rule out, been trying to do it all week. The Glory have ruled out any approaches to Tim Cahill because they just think it's too much. And what he did to Melbourne City hasn't
really
gone down
work
well
out
in the A-League.
Quickly,
look, some really big games this weekend. Collingwood and North, Melbourne down at Geelong, Hawthorn, Carlton, no guarantee, but I'll go for Richmond to win tonight. North, Sydney, Essendon over Fremantle pretty comfortably. Adelaide over Brisbane. Geelong probably just over Melbourne. Hawthorn will beat Carlton. Port Adelaide and GWS. I reckon GWS and West Coast will beat the Dogs on Sunday.
It's interesting that GWS Port game. I've tipped Port.
Critical
GWS
one, yeah.
Can win. There's no
Port
doubt about that.
Port were pathetic last Sunday.
They were.